Words change things, don't they? The first words ever we read were, "Let there be light," and there was. And in Genesis 2, we read that humans were given the role to name the animals, to speak out, to give this creative power to speak words. But unfortunately, including everything else, words are corrupted by sin. Words have the power to bring life and death. And they can heal and they can hurt. They can be used to love or to hate, to illuminate or to shut out. So what we have to say comes with power and with responsibility. I think that's why we read in James, him warning us, you know, that words are like the bits in the mouth of a horse or the rudder on a ship. Such a small thing can change the direction of a huge vessel. And Dave has been talking for a while now. I don't know if you've noticed the signs change today. Today it says, words over time. So we've been talking about the impact of time, and we've talked about the impact of time over time and fun over time. And this morning we're going to just be touching and starting on thinking about words over time. Over time, the words we use can make a huge difference. They can change the direction of a person's life. And parents have the huge privilege and responsibility of using words to develop their children, and perhaps our mums have more opportunity for many than others. Every time we speak, we feed into our children a language that helps them to navigate, to find direction in life. And apparently, and obviously, the greater the vocab, the greater the understanding. God has revealed himself to us in this way as well. Words over time. The story of God's people has progressed as God the Father revealed himself to his people, and most fully in God the Son, Jesus, who has given us God the Holy Spirit. So over time, our vocabulary, even of God, has changed. Our understanding has increased to know that our God is triune, Father, Son, and Spirit. I've got a little slide here. Some of the words God has given us to describe himself. The way, the truth, the life, ruler, I am, Holy One, Redeemer, Messiah, Deliverer, Living God. The list goes on. This progressive revelation has helped us to know God more. And the same can be true in our families. The words we use can make a huge difference. If the only compliment we had was nice, it would stunt the growth and development of our children. But you know, we can be more creative than that, can't we? And I know, as a parent, wow, I love how you've used glitter in the hair of that princess you've drawn. It makes her hair shimmer and shine and sparkle. Or it might be, I don't know, some noodles on a collage. Oh, I can see how your zombies are eating the brains of, I don't know. Well done. You know what? You're really good at art. I remember when I was working as a youth pastor, a guy came up, one of the guys that was training us. He talked to us about the power of the way we say things. And it really, I think it really changed ministry for me. And he was talking about, you know, as Kiwis we go, oh, yeah, nice one. Oh, you're awesome. Yeah, you're good at that. But we don't like to push it too much. We just slide over it, give a compliment. Awesome, yep. And even when we take compliments, we go, oh, yeah, nice, thanks. And he talked about the power, and I tried it. I stopped one of my leaders in the hallway, right, we're walking past, and looking at someone in the eye and saying, hey, you did a fantastic job. And it's like, yeah, thanks. No, you really did a fantastic job. Well done, I really appreciate that. And getting into the habit of actually giving compliments and speaking words to people that way made a massive difference. Maybe that's something we could try. Vocabulary helps us to reason, helps us to imagine, to describe, to think. And the more words you have, the better you can communicate. How successful would a chef be with only a couple of ingredients, or a tradesman with only a few tools? So giving more words to our children can change their future. And a few select words can change how somebody hopes. A few select words can change how somebody dreams, how they see themselves. The words we use can set up a person to feel valued, to feel significant, and the words we use can point people to Jesus. In the book, Playing for Keeps, it's one of the ones I think that comes with the orange stuff that our kids are doing out the back. There is a story of a kid who had some learning difficulties. He was lacking in social skills and friends because of this. You know the kind of kid, the one that sits quietly in the room and doesn't really get involved, just keeps to themselves. There's one in every class. Maybe you were that kid. So when the teacher asked for them to hand in their written stories, and she came across this one story from this particular kid, she read it, and it was so good, it was so well written that she thought he must have copied it. You know, this has been plagiarized. So she called him up to her desk, and she talked to him, and she soon discovered that this actually was his own work. And so she looked him in the eyes and said, "You have a gift for writing. I haven't seen this in other kids your age before. This is fantastic." The next thing she knew, he was bringing her stories after school, unassigned, just for feedback. And he started a writer's club at school and was visiting writer's circles in a local bookstore, and his performance at school took a dramatic turn for the better. A year into university, this teacher received a letter from that kid, and it said, "Before the year I had you as my teacher, I really had no idea as to where I would be going in life. My depression, among other things, was a factor in this, but really I didn't see what sort of skill I had that would be beneficial to society. I felt as if I had nothing to offer. Well, finally, I discovered that skill, which ultimately led to others, when you gave me a few words of encouragement after reading that convoluted little story I had written as a creative writing assignment. Everything and Nothing was its name, and I thought it was the worst thing I have ever written. But this terrible little story contains something unseen to myself, but not to you. You said I had potential." He went on to tell about his newfound confidence and what he was up to. You know, it's an amazing thing how a few words of encouragement can change the direction of someone's life. The words might not seem that significant, but over time, they make a massive difference. If you've got your Bibles with you, can you turn with me to Matthew chapter 4? Just as Jesus was beginning his ministry, one of the first things he did is he developed a little team around him. He called some disciples. And from verse 18, I'm just going to read a little bit. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. You know, like that kid in that class, the first disciples of Jesus were sitting there in their ordinary jobs as fishermen, which was a tough and hard existence. Imagine thinking this is your lot in life, and maybe some people think this is it. You know, where are you in your life? And then this amazing rabbi comes along, who happens to be the Son of God, and he calls your name. "Hey, you, yes, you, I want you. Come and be my disciple." "Hey, you, yes, you, I want you. I choose you. Come and be my disciple." Maybe come back to me, like we were singing, and be my disciple. "Hey, you, yes, you, I choose you. Come and be my disciple." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. You know, a few words changed the direction of their lives and the world. It's not just our kids that need words of encouragement. Many parents have not heard the words that God speaks to them. Small words that can change a person's direction. Words filled with meaning that over time do change how we operate. What are the words you need to hear this morning? What are the words that the Word, our Lord Jesus, is saying to you? What are the words that you can introduce into the vocabulary of your children? Maybe the people you work with. Maybe the people you live with. Maybe your husband or your wife. What are the words that you can start to introduce that are going to change how you operate, change how you see each other, because you know how God sees you? You know, for me, as a pastor, the one thing that gives me confidence, because it's not me, is that the Holy Spirit, I genuinely believe, can speak to people. Doesn't matter what the person up the front saying, what songs we're singing, but when we invite the Holy Spirit to speak to us, He does. And so what is it this morning, is the Holy Spirit, what is He saying to you? Does He want you to hear that you're forgiven, chosen, called, redeemed, restored, justified, sanctified, saved, loved? That you're a beloved child, you're special, you're valued. I've got another slide. If you could put that up. And what I want us to do is to ask the Holy Spirit, you, God, what do you want to say to me this morning? There's a few up there. You know, what are the words that you need to introduce into your life, that you need to take in, that God is saying to you? God is speaking truth into your heart that are going to change things. Only God can tell you what those are. And what are the things that you want to introduce into your family, into your friends? And as we're doing that, we're just going to hand around some cards. So we're going to spend some time just reflecting and praying. And we want you to write down on this card, take it home, some words to take in. This is for you. What words do you need to take into your heart that the God of the universe is speaking into your life? And what words do you want to start to speak out? Maybe someone at work, maybe your husband, your wife. Definitely your kids need it. Because words over time really matter.